Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. It's time to talk about your exciting new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans want to start their own business. Is it time for you to start a new business? Our guests today are all podcasters, and so of course we're going to ask about starting podcasts. So I would like to ask our guests, why did you start your podcast and what did you want to achieve from it? Scott, welcome to the show. Tell us about why you wanted to start your podcast and what you wanted to achieve from it.
It's funny. When I first started it, it was not just to sell a product or a service. The goal was to build an audience and a community that would have some longevity. I think that we work so hard to build our companies as entrepreneurs, and we realize that we're putting all of ourselves into it. And I've seen the other side of entrepreneurship after you sell a company, and then you have to start from scratch. Or even in your career, when you move from job to next job, and you always feel like you're starting from scratch. I feel like building an audience is the hack to not start from scratch. And you start to build an audience, and you build this flywheel, and over your career, you amass this great community of people that know you, love you, trust you, and that can be used to launch products. It can be used to get job offers. It can be used for a variety of different things. Just putting your name out there, putting yourself out there so that everything becomes a little bit easier.
Great. That's really great. So we have with us Stacey Sherman. Stacey, welcome to the show. Tell us about why you started your podcast and what you hope to get out of it.
I started it as a hobby while I was in corporate, and I was just sharing what I was doing in the job, doing customer experience right. And then that turned into more than a hobby, a labor of love, and a way to connect with people. I would never have met the people that have been on my show otherwise. And so it's a love. It's like a baby, and I've been growing it up.
That's great. Thank you for that. Simona Constantini, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Why did you start your podcast and what did you hope to get out of it?
So I have 2 podcasts. The first one, Happiness Happens, I started in 2018. And the intention behind that was actually a personal journal. And I was documenting all of the growth that I was experiencing through understanding things like fear, shame, guilt, happiness, joy, contentment. What does that all mean? And the purpose of it, and still continues today, to help one person feel less alone. And so through those conversations of happiness, that's what I aim to do on every single episode. And I get to interview thought leaders and really dig deep into what does happiness mean to them? And also, why do we feel like we don't have enough of it? And what do we do to get more of it? So that's the first one. The second one, as it relates to podcasting, is an industry show to help creators start, grow, launch, monetize their podcasts.
That is awesome. You know, you do get a chance to talk with people at a very deep level when you're on a podcast or on a radio show, and you get to share that, and other people get to experience those conversations. So it's really a very special experience. Elizabeth, tell us about why you started your podcast and what you hope to get out of it.
I will, Richard. So Passage to Profit actually was not something we went out looking for. It was brought to us by Kenya Gibson.
I guess it kind of found us.
It found us. And I think the reason I wanted to start it was because it just seemed so exciting and so much fun. And what happened after we started it and started reaching out to people to be on the show was we just started meeting the most amazing people. And I started learning so much. And I love learning. And so when you do an interview style show and you get these amazing people on, you always learn something new. It doesn't matter how much you know. And so that's why we started it, for something new to do that seemed exciting. And boy, we love it now.
We do. Kenya Gibson, our co-host and media maven, can you tell us about your podcast, why you started it, and what you hope to get out of it?
My podcast is about motherhood and covering some of the maternal disparities that are happening in communities of color. And I think one of the reasons why I was always interested in podcasts in general is I think I'm innately an educator, right? And I like to teach people stuff. And we have a lot of data and statistics on why people listen to podcasts in the first place, and that is to learn, right? So it's kind of like going to find a really good book. You find what you like. You find a few chapters that speak to you. So I feel like that's what podcasting is, right? You creating this platform where people can kind of go pull from their favorite chapters and download really good information.
Yeah. Well, I think education is an important part of any podcast. And that's personally why I felt like Passage to Profit was such a great idea. It was actually Kenya and Elizabeth's idea. But I do love entrepreneurism, and entrepreneurism is such a positive, strong, potent force that it's really important for people to understand the power of entrepreneurism. And I think Passage to Profit really helps with that. It helps highlight entrepreneurs, the challenges, the successes, and that's why I love doing this. And what do I hope to get out of this? I don't know. At this point, I'm just happy to share the information and help other people. So that's my payoff. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at GearhartLaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.